Hi, welcome to Have Ritual Travel. My name is Lisa Elvin-Staltari, and I am a genealogist and a passionate traveler. For those of you joining me again, you know that we are now exploring, we're still exploring Lifi Jowa, the King's Daughters. For those of you who this is their first opportunity to view this, we have been looking at individual biographies of each of the amazing women who truly were part of the founding of North America. So before we begin, let me just remind you that I do have a website, Have Ritual Travel. I'm on Facebook and on Twitter. And any comments that you want to make below, I welcome and love every comment that you can possibly make. I also want to make sure that if you have a Fee Jowa that I have not yet featured, please let me know and I will put her on the list. There's so many of them, I get to pick and choose. They're not all my Fee Jowa. Sometimes, and many, most times, there's somebody else's Fee Jowa that I am featuring. So without further ado, let's get started. So the Fee Jowa was the program begun by Jean Tanon in 1663 in order to, you know, truly populate New France. I go into this in great detail in the video called Le Fee Jowa, the Program 2.0. And in that video, about 20 minutes long, I really go into depth about how the program was started, why it was started, all how it worked, how the girls were recruited. I think it's important if you have an ancestor that was a Fee Jowa to understand more about the actual ins and outs of the program as well. Let's get started and see who we're going to look at today. Madeleine de Pere is the Fee Jowa that we will be studying. She is not one of my great grandmothers. She is instead actually a viewer has requested this, as well as she is the great grandmother of my best friend, who keeps cropping up because she has so many of them, and also the husband of one of my dear friends as well. So without further ado, let's get to know Madeleine. So Madeleine is born in 1645 in the parish of Saint-Sauveur. Her parents, which is part of the second arrondissement of Paris, her parents' names are François Desprez and Madeleine Megrin. The church where she was born no longer exists, but could date its existence back to 1216. It was rebuilt in the 16th century and demolished in 1787 with the hopes of rebuilding it, but a little thing like the French Revolution interfered in this plan. L'église Saint-Sauveur was found on the corner of Saint-Sauveur Street and Saint-Denis. There exists today a plaque commemorating this historic church, and you can see it on the left side of your screen. Let's talk a little bit about the location she was born into Paris, which is known as the deuxième arrondissement, which of course means the second arrondissement, the second circle, and it's also known as La Bourse. This arrondissement is located on the right bank of the River Seine, and it's one that is focused on the business activities. There are several banking headquarters that are found here, as well as the former Paris Bourse, the stock market, the Paris Opera, the Santé district, which is the textile district. The second arrondissement is the home of Grand Rex, the largest movie theater in Paris. Obviously, it wasn't there when she was there, but it kind of gives you an idea that the second was really core. And you can see it by the circle that she was really born in the center of Paris. So Madeleine would leave for New France on the ship called La Nouvelle France, and she would arrive in Quebec City on July 31st, 1670. So who was this groom that she selected? Well, Nicolas Odette de Lapointe was born in 1637 in the parish of Saint-Pierre in Molay, Poitou. His parents were Innocent Odette and Vincente Rain. The Molay would merge with Tizy in the 20th century. So it's actually right now, the location on the left, it says Tizy Molay. So that is what it's known as today. But of course, this region dates back to the 10th century when the battle between the Angevin and the Poitevins occurred. The Church of Saint-Pierre also dates to that time as well. Nicolas had a very interesting kind of arrival in New France. He went to work for the Bishop François de Laval and and was working at the Seminary de Québec, and he would ultimately work enough that the bishop would give him land that he was able on in Orléans, which we will see in a minute. But this was a very unique arrangement that he had, a very prestigious in a way as well. François de Laval is a very renowned, one of the founding fathers, if you will, of Quebec, and the fact that Nicolas Audet de Lapointe worked for him and helped create his vision is part of the story of this incredible man. On the 15th of September, 1670, a little over 6 weeks after Madeleine had arrived, Nicolas and Madeleine were married in a small church at Saint-Famille on the island of Orleans. And so this was where they would make their home. So in exchange for the work that he did for Bishop Laval, Nicolas would obtain a concession of land on the island of Orleans, Île d'Orléans. Let's review a little bit about Île d'Orléans and its importance. Île d'Orléans, just to situate you, is located in the St. Lawrence River east of downtown Quebec City. The island was one of the very first parts of the province to be colonized by the French, and a large percentage of French Canadians can trace their ancestry to the early residents of this island. And it has been described as a microcosm of traditional Quebec and as the birthplace of Francophones in North America. Now, the name Île d'Orléans was actually changed in honor of the second son of King Francis I, who was Henri II, the Duke of Orleans, so it became Île d'Orléans. The island was also known at different points as Sainte-Marie, Grande-Île, Saint-Laurent. And so in case you're looking and researching ancestry and come across these names, know that it really is the same place. Now, the reason why the early French settlers were attracted to this island is because of its fertile soil. And the picture on the left really and truly, that it's green. It's truly an amazing, beautiful place. In 1661, the first parish of Saint-Famille was founded, followed by another four parishes in 1679. And by 1685, there were about 1,205 inhabitants and, of course, 917 livestock. I draw your attention to the map on the top middle here, because you can see that Île d'Orléans is actually subdivided into quadrants or sections. So we have Saint-François, Saint-Jean, Saint-Laurent, Saint-Patrinille, Saint-Pierre, and Saint-Famille. So it's very important that you know what part of the island your family is that, you know, settled in, because that will define where they would have had the churches and all of that. So it's very important to know that aspect of the family. And so this is a wonderful photo given to me by a friend. And this is one of the more touristy areas, but it's called the Fromagerie de Lille. So, I mean, going there is a step backwards in time. And I fully intend to go there. It's on my top bucket list for understanding the French Canada, understanding this particular family as well. But any family that would have its roots here, I think to walk there on their soil would be an amazing thing, don't you think? So the Audet de Lapointe line could grow, and it had 11. They had 11 children in all. Let's have a look. Nicolas, their firstborn, died at 1 month. Their second son, Nicolas, married Marie-Louise Chabot and had 9 children, 7 of whom reached adulthood. Pierre married Marie Dumas and had 8 children, 7 of whom made it to adulthood. Jean-Baptiste married Marie-Louise Godbout and had 12 children, 10 of whom made it to adulthood. Madeleine married Jean-Baptiste Pouliot and had 9 children, 8 of whom made it to adulthood. Joseph married Jeanne Pouliot, the brother of, and had 9 children, all of whom made it to adulthood. Marie married Maurice Crépeau and had 12 children, 11 of whom made it to adulthood. François, who is my friend's great-grandfather, married Marguerite Bernard and had 9 children, 6 of whom made it to adulthood. Marguerite married Louis Emery and had one child who made it to adulthood. Innocent married Geneviève Lemelin and had 13 children, 10 of whom made it to adulthood. Washim married Louise Hyacinthe Roberge and had 7 children, all of whom made it to adulthood. Do you see how many descendants of this particular line? How many made it? Very, very strong line. Generally, when I'm looking at these histories, you're seeing, you know, half the children don't make it. In this line, most of the children made it. So it goes to tell you how strong this particular line is and why probably there are so many of these descendants. Nicolas would pass away December 9, 1700 at the relatively young age of 63. They had been married 30 years at that point and had created a truly vibrant and strong descendancy. 12 years later, Marie-Madeleine Desprez died on December 18, 1712, and she was about 59 years of age. Truly a remarkable achievement for the fact that they didn't really live really long lives, but they made the years that they had count. I would be remiss if I didn't tell you about the amazing organization that Association des Descendants de Nicolas Odette did La Pointe, because this is the beginning. It's an incredible website. I urge you to explore it and join if this is your descendancy. I've included the website and the link in the comments below, so you can partake of that and have a look at that. I think it's an amazing tribute to this gentleman and, of course, to Madeleine. The ultimate tribute, of course, is when you are on the island of Île d'Orléans and you are able to stand in front of this incredible monument that lists the 300 pioneers, and you will be able to find Nicolas Odette de La Pointe and his wife Madeleine listed as the pioneers of this amazing place. Truly, truly a fitting tribute to their lives. And with that, we end another exploration of amazing Fijowa. I hope you've enjoyed getting to know Madeleine Desprez and her husband, Nicolas Odette de La Pointe. It's been a pleasure for me. I think their story is remarkable, especially in their descendancy lines. And with that, I bid you adieu and au revoir until the next one.